Episode 1 of the World of FPGA podcast. Let's start to dive into programmable logic and have an overview over the component called FPGA. Welcome to the World of FPGA podcast. I'm your host, David Kirchner, and I will lead you through the world of FPGA. And now, let's begin. Welcome to the second episode of this podcast. Well, it's episode number one because we count from zero, because we are engineers. And today I have a more top-level topic, and it's more an introduction into the topic programmable logic. We are talking here in this podcast about programmable logic, but what is programmable logic? So, in general, programmable logic are Boolean equations that can be stored in this kind of logic. This logic is more or less a combination of ANDs and OR gates. And the interesting idea here is we have one hardware we can use in many different products. It's only different FPGA firmware, but it's always the same hardware. That is possible because we can change the Boolean equation inside of this programmable logic. And the only in the different of FPGA is the only is here in quotation marks, because here is the most or more or less the most work to do inside a good FPGA firmware. It is much more easier to create platforms and maybe to add functions later here in this FPGA firmware than in hardware. We cannot change our hardware later on while it is at the customer. An FPGA firmware can be delivered as an update, as a kind of software update to our customers. But this leads to the question, what is an FPGA? I'm always talking about FPGAs. It's the world of FPGAs. So what does FPGA stand for? It's an abbreviation for field programmable gate array. So that's correct. And we have many different manufacturers worldwide for this kind of silicon component. And the FPGA have always a different number of gates, of logic elements, of special functions. But the basic idea how this FPGA is created or used, that's always the same. The most FPGAs have programmable switching matrices. They have programmable truth tables or lookup tables. They have special functions, and they have I/O drivers for many various standards. We will go into this architecture of FPGAs a little bit later in a later episode of this podcast. Here's just as a top level. It's good to know of what an FPGA consists. What I'm missing here is I've forgotten this in my list here. FPGA also consists of routing elements, or interconnection elements, so we can connect between different kind of logic elements and gates to create our function we want to implement. And in the field of FPGAs, we have some specialties I want to point out here, because the first thing is the programming differs from normal software development. Most software developing applications for computer, for handheld, for smartphones, and so on. But to program an FPGA, you have to change your thinking about software development. In normal applications, we're describing a process. We told our CPU what is to do and when it is to do. So we have instructions, do this, do that, and after that, do that, and if this, then that, and so on. So we going step by step through a program. And yes, we have multitasking and so on in our computers, and multi-threading and multi-cores and so on. But on the basic idea, one CPU can only handle one command at one time. That's differs from the FPGA. Here we are describing the behavior. The FPGA is given instructions on how the logic should behave, not when it should calculate what thing. A time behavior could also be described, so it is possible to have a CPU as a part of an FPGA. But in our FPGAs, the flip-flops are switching, for example, simultaneously. They are switching all at the same rising edge of a clock, or falling edge. Maybe that's... I will come a little bit later to this rising and falling edge. Just to keep in mind, we have massive parallel switching in our FPGA, so we can do massive parallel calculations while we are have only some single clock cycles in our FPGA. To describe this, we have our own programming language, or better, we call it a description language. But on this topic, I will talk in a later podcast episode. I did not want to overload all the episodes, so you can have some small snacks for your brain to get into this topic. So FPGA development is a separate field somewhere between hardware and software development. It's a small niche. It's for some special people who want to do this kind of development. Another question could be, where do we use FPGA? So what is the area of applications, or the areas of application? So we're using FPGAs when we have real-time applications, when we want to do massive parallel computation. For example, one kind of this is signal processing. We can process a video stream in real time, filtering audio signals, filtering measurement signals from a sensor, just to get some noises filtered out, and so doing some calculations, doing some baseband modulations and so on. That's signal processing, and that's in real time. And we can also create a parallel channel architecture to have, a handful of incoming sensor signals getting processed at the same time. So we can let a large amount of data flow through this FPGA. For example, if you want to process video data, or to rearrange video data. Here's one example of my out of my past. I have to summarize the data from three camera chips. We have a three chip camera system. It's RGB. that's the three chips, and there are three video streams with I'm thinking it's 2 gigabit per second from one chip. So we have three chips, and all the data I have to summarize, have to rearrange, and have to format it to another format for a CPU. That's one application, a front end for a DSP or for a computer system. So that's the possible areas of application. And to have an outlook over the next episodes, we will go into the next episode to the history of programmable logic. So how it came that we have now our FPGA and other kinds of programmable logic. We will discuss the field of electronics versus software versus FPGA development. I will talk a little bit about the manufacturers and their different components, Then we have some basic and some advanced episodes about the inner construction of an FPGA. And we will also talk about programming languages for FPGAs. Yeah, so that's the end for today. If you want to get more information, just switch over to the show notes. You can find them at world-of-fpga.com/WFP001, because that's the episode number one, the second episode. If you found this episode helpful, please rate it on Apple Podcasts and share it with your colleagues and friends. That's the end of today's podcast episode. Thank you for listening and for your attention. So I say goodbye. Here next time, your David Kirchner.